Oh my God, what? Why? Why is there seven... a big row of seven cars trying to get out of this alley? Man. And then that street out there is fucked up. This, oh. Well, this drive home is off to a fantastic start. All these cars. Just gonna go. Oh man, it is fucked up up here, too. There's a bunch of cars over here. This is, well, whatever. I'll get there eventually. It's really, so this new building, you know, obviously it didn't just spring up overnight, but it seems to be open now, and it's across the street from our office, and it is the LinkedIn building. And it appears to just be all LinkedIn. By looking in the lobby here at these elevators, two things. One, they have a 13th floor. This one bank of elevators goes from 1 to 13. Two, this is a 26-story building that seems to be completely devoted to LinkedIn. Like, what? Please pull out further so I can make it when this... Please pull out further so I can... Okay, all right, nope, you didn't. You didn't, and now I have to sit here for a cycle of the fucking light. Oh. Well. Hey, man, cool hat. No, really. No, I mean it. Alright, well, we got 10 seconds before the light changes, and I probably won't be able to make this turn. Oh, this guy in this pickup truck is ensuring that I am going to have a fucking rough time of it, huh? Okay. Alright, we're fine. Now we're in this mess of traffic. Here's the LinkedIn bus getting ready to drive people somewhere. I have a LinkedIn account, but it's never been useful for, like, it's never... I don't know. It's never been, like, I didn't use LinkedIn to get a new job when it came time to get one. How about that? I guess that was a while ago. Maybe things would be different now. I don't know. Maybe it's a great place to work. I mean, they got this nice new building. Lobby looks cool. It was a long week, but there was some fun stuff in there somewhere. Got to watch Dark Souls 3 crash a couple times. Man, is that version of the game going to be a total mess? I was, like, halfway thinking about, like, messing with that game a little bit when it comes out. I don't know. All right, the light's green and we're not moving. Oh, that guy just fucked that other guy over so hard. And I'm not gonna pull out there. I could pull out there and block an intersection, but I'm so not going to. That guy did. The guy next to me did. 6 seconds. Let's see if they can clog up this little intersection so much that I have to sit here for another full cycle. Yeah, looks like I might be able to actually go. Look at that. Oh, there's a cop next to me now, too. That's not going to stop anyone from doing anything fucking dumb, but you'd like to think it would. You did a bad job at getting out of your fucking lane, sir or madam. Well, I feel like we're on the verge of breaking free from this mess of fucking traffic here, but I don't know, maybe it's fucked up there too. League of Legends removed solo queue. Does that mean... I don't actually know what that means. Does that mean that if you are a single person and you don't have friends, you can't just go hit a button and get matched up with other players? Does that mean you have to bring a team? Because that sounds fucking... Well, whatever. That sounds vital for that game and also fucking terrible. As someone who... would almost never have a team in any game. Or maybe it means something else. I don't know. I installed League of Legends once. I thought about playing it. Did a baseball game end? Is that what the fuck is going on? Did the Giants win today?
Looking for the Giants. The Giants-Dodgers game starts at 7:15 p.m.
Well, a baseball game starting here in 15 minutes shouldn't create this traffic, because we are heading in the opposite direction. Looks like there's a lane closed here. Obama in town fundraising? Yeah, that would also do it. Because I think he often stays right here at the W, which is, I'm staring at it right now. So not a good time to be in San Francisco right now. I mean, it's rarely a good time to be in San Francisco. This fine, world-class city. Let's just move to... I don't know. Wyoming. Cleveland or something. Move the entire operation to Cleveland. Everyone will get a mansion because they're like a dollar. As long as we can still get paid our San Francisco-sized fucking salaries, which is not actually that much. But it would still probably be enough to get some kind of gigantic house. Somewhere else, right? Oh, well. Just all get houses on the same block. And then one house is the office. Yeah. Moved to Cleveland, eat chili all the time. This all sucks. What the fuck's going on? Yeah, maybe this president stuff. I don't... This is... It's bad out here. This ad on the back of this newspaper box just says, any developer, any device, any app. Xamarin is now part of Microsoft. Alright, well, congratulations to Xamarin with an X. Hyper Light Drifter and Enter the Gungeon. I don't know. I haven't played a ton of either. I would like to play more Hyper Light Drifter. Whereas we recorded the Enter the Gungeon quick look, and I don't know if I will play much more of that. Not that I don't like it, I just feel like I kind of got my fill out of it. But I haven't played much Hyper Light Drifter, so I don't know. I can't say with certainty that I will play a ton of that either, but I do have it installed. Probably futz around with it a little bit. There was an Eve Valkyrie patch when I loaded up the Oculus stuff this morning. I might throw that on and see if anyone has a Rift yet. See if there are people playing that game. Oh, don't let me get caught in this fucking intersection. What the fuck is going on? Fuck. This is a real fucking proper shit fest. Well, I'm not quite blocking an intersection, but I am blocking a crosswalk, so... Fuck. People are walking up the street. There's no cross. There's no sidewalk here anymore on account of the construction they're doing right here, but that's not stopping these people from walking in this lane in the middle of all this fucking traffic. Seems like a fucking bad move, people. Something's on fire somewhere. Oh, no. I opened up ways to get a look at what was going on, and it seems to imply that the road ahead is fucking closed. And that they are routing people off of this block of fucking Howard Street. Oh man. And this is a one-way street going the other fucking way, so I would have to... Holy shit. I hope this is wrong. That'd be nice. Yeah, there's a thing here that just says 0.1 miles away, event, road closure. And this would be a forced left turn, so then I would have to take it down to... I would think they would have put up signs, you know? If this ends up actually being closed, I would have thought they would have put up fucking signs, like, before getting onto this fucking stretch that says, like, hey, Howard closed at fucking 4th Street. Put it in some perspective here. It appears that we've been going for about half an hour here. I'm where GDC is. I am a 5-minute walk away from where I started. This sucks. I was thinking about doing some phone call stuff, but I don't, not while I've got to, like, navigate whatever the fuck is up ahead. Because I got to try to have my shit together for whatever the fuck is up here. And I'm going to find out real soon now because I'm nearing this next intersection. And I still don't see any signs or anything on either side of the road, you know, that says anything about the road being closed. So I don't, that seems like something they would have put up. But maybe I was just going to get there and there's just going to be some cop saying, nope, you got to turn left, fucker. And I'd be like, but what if I didn't? And... just went through straight because that's where I'm going. Help. Police. what? And there's so many fucking dumb fucking buses in front of me that I can't see shit. This one here is going to some fucking casino. This one here is just some unmarked transportation company, so it's probably some fucking Google bus equivalent. There's a city bus in front of that one. So I'm just fucking surrounded by buses. Buses. Go to the casino with them? I would. The casino they're going to is like half an hour north of where I live, so like I'm pretty much, that's what I'm doing. Inching forward here. I just want to know if like traffic's bad, but like it's just, it's bad, then great. If the road is closed, then that's the sort of thing that like they could have messaged better 3 blocks ago, like, hey, don't go this way. Also, it's raining, or it's, like, drizzling a little bit. Also, this is a pretty sweet, but dinged up El Camino with a camper shell on it next to me, which is pretty sweet. Maybe Waze is wrong. Come on, Waze. It's all user-submitted shit. This has to be wrong, right? Some user just said, fuck it, and plopped a thing down there, but really, it's everything's fine. It'd be fine. Right? No? Yes? Starting to see more and more left turn signals, which would indicate that maybe shit is closed, but that is a left turn lane, so maybe. No. I don't know what's happening. We are being forced to turn left. I'm gonna let this person alongside me in, because it seems like the right thing to do.
satellite camera reported ahead.
What? Fuck you. Don't talk to me like that. Why would you sing like that? That's not okay. Dumb fucking fake funny voices enabled on this goddamn thing. I had it set to Stephen Colbert for a little bit, but that expired. Voice language, English, US, Jane. That one includes street names. That's why I have that one turned on, because it has street names. Colonel Sant, no. No. English, UK, Kate, including street names. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that one. Maybe that'll stop it from singing fucking red light camera information at me. You see, you fucked up. I let, like, 3 cars in already, and you waited until the very last minute, so I'm gonna not let you in. Wow, there's really no people here keeping this shit moving? That's, strong choices. What the fuck? And also, like, the road that we're being forced to turn on is, like, has been under construction for over a year. So, dude looks like he's trying to be Riff Raff. Guy crossed the street looking like a low-rent version of Riff Raff. You don't need to thank us for... You're just... All right, now what? The fuck do I get out of here? I guess I just go until I can turn right, and then I take it to 9th, and then cut up 9th, and then go the way I normally go. That's... Let's see which way this tiny computer thinks I should go.
Take I-80, Eastern I-580 West Richmond, US 101 North. In 300 feet, turn left onto Folsom Street.
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not going to then go and take the Bay Bridge out of here on top of all this other shit, so...
Turn left onto
No, you're not hearing me. I'm going to take the tube or something. Mind the gap. Something. Yeah, and it's one of those things where it's like the difference in the way that it often tells me to go and the way I normally go is usually 5 minutes or less. So, you know, like, this... But also, the way it's recommending me go is, like, way more of a fucking hassle. Because the Bay Bridge fucking sucks. And sometimes I'll try to go that way, because sometimes that'll be, like, maybe a freeway only. Okay, I don't want to do that. Harrison, that's what we're trying to do.
In 600 feet, keep left.
No, you're
keep
not.
Keep left onto 4th Street.
Nope. I'm doing the opposite of what you're saying. I'm keeping right and getting the fuck off of 4th Street. You'd think this thing would learn the way, I mean, with the number of times I've used it, that it would learn the way that I tend to always go, and at least say, like, hey, the way you normally go is going to take this long, so if you still want to go this way, that's the thing. Like, it'll offer up multiple routes, but it's like, it's not voice, you know, it's kind of...
Keep left onto 4th Street.
Yeah, see, it doesn't even, it's not even really giving, okay, routes, there we go, that's a button. Yeah, see, it's like 7 minutes difference. And the way I'm going will often, like, be less traffic-y, so if you are driving, let's say, slightly above the speed limit, then it would end up still being faster. Oh, man, you see, the way it's telling me to go now is even...
Turn left onto 5th Street.
That's crazy.
Then turn left onto I-18 East, Bay Bridge, Oakland.
No, what? That's, you're still trying to... I picked the route that said not the way you're... God damn it.
Turn left onto Oak Grove Street.
Lady, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Turn left onto Oak Grove Street.
Via Golden Gate Bridge. That's the thing.
In a quarter of a mile, turn right, turn left.
You high as fuck! Yeah, you're right. She's not from around here, so. Now it's popping up and saying I could save a dollar on toilet paper. That seems like something you shouldn't tell me while I'm driving a car.
Za četvrt milje, skreni levo, a zatim drži levo.
A?
Za 0.1 milju, skreni levo, a zatim drži levo.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I don't even know what that means. But I'm not doing that.
Skreni levo, a zatim drži levo.
Yeah, that thing sucks, because I picked the alternate route that was, like, deliberately the way that I was supposed to go, and it is still trying to take me the other way. That's, like, actually broken.
Skreni levo, a zatim drži levo. Za 0,1 milju, skreni levo. A zatim, skreni levo. Skreni desno, a zatim, skreni desno. Približava se saobraćajnoj kameri.
Via Golden Gate Bridge. I'm going to push that again.
Za pola,
hey, there you go.
Drži desno.
There are 508 spaces left in the Civic Center parking garage. Thank you, sign. Thank you. So far, this has been an unpleasant drive. I think I'm maybe a mile away from where I started. Says it'll take 54 minutes from here. So, I mean, look at it this way. We're halfway there, right?
In 0.1 miles. Keep right. Smile. There's a red light camera coming up.
What are these fucking people doing? I hope you die! Really, is the fucking archive for UPF fucked up? God fucking damn it, I swear. My understanding is that will be fixed relatively soon. I don't think I'm gonna do that. I mean, I'm gonna basically do that, but Yeah, those hover junkers, the lag or whatever was going on in hover junkers was real crazy. Latency in a VR headset is real weird. I don't mean like latency in the head tracking, which is usually what people mean when they talk about latency in regards to VR, but like an online session and seeing people warp around and all that stuff is real crazy. Not like make you sick crazy, but just like, what's even happening? Like this. There's an extra level of confusion when that shit starts to pop off. That was actually kind of fun. I don't know. Not so bad. Hover Junkers is a weird game because it's like fast and slow. It's speed over towards people and then hide behind your shit and try and shoot them or something. Turn right. Yeah, gameplay that makes sense on that platform, totally. Like, the people that are making Hover Junkers are smart. They've stumbled onto, they have carefully designed, I don't know. Maybe they got lucky. Maybe they're real smart. Probably real smart. Probably a bit of both. Who knows? Into really finding a smart way to use the room scale stuff without it feeling limiting. But the thing is that it's so complicated. Like, it's the stuff, the act of, like, switching from your welder/steering thing to a gun and back, and, like, all that stuff is clumsy. And maybe some of it should be, you know? It's like, that's, you know, you can make a thing clumsy and just make it like, it takes a little time to switch from one thing to the other. But, you know, they're talking about adding more guns, too. So, like, if that weapon hand selector thing gets even more complicated, then that'd be weird. Best take on cover shooters lately? It's you know, VR cover is a really intense thing. It's a really different thing too. Than, you know, kind of traditional video game cover systems and stuff. And you see it here and also in Impulse Gear demo that Impulse Gear made for PlayStation VR. Where you kind of walk up to a rock and then hold the gun around the rock and shoot around and stuff. Like, you know, there's... Yeah, maybe the team play is where it's at with that, where you got one person focusing primarily on driving and then you just got shooters. I don't want to stop and buy chicken. Just take me, let me, I want to go home, phone. Show me how to get there. Closed. All
half a mile, turn left.
I will do that. It's hot in here. There's hot air coming out of the vents, and it's like cold out. Well, actually, I guess it's not cold. It's 68 degrees out there. 68 degrees, raining. But, well, I mean, the air coming out of this vent is still hot at fucking 68. And I don't even have the vents open.
In 500 feet, turn left. Turn left. Watch out, pothole on road ahead.
What? Who cares? Pothole. Should be saying that every fucking 15 seconds. Watch out,
go
the roads are
for
shit.
40 minutes to East Washington Street.
Yeah, go straight for 40 minutes. Great. I'm turning this off. Burned a bunch of data having something tell me to go straight for an hour. Exit I take. Oh, there's that pothole. Oh, there's another one. Thank you. I'm only just now exiting San Francisco. I don't think it took me this long to drive all the way from home to work this morning. And I stopped for gas. Dark, foggy, rainy, perfect timing to get on the Golden Gate Bridge. Thank you. guess it was like a little drizzly this morning too, but fuck. Considering just like it, considering it was shorts weather a couple of days ago. It's been long enough. I just want to be home. Metric. You know, it'd be dumb and hard, and none of the numbers would make any sense for a generation or two, but those numbers seem smarter. Was going to happen, it would have happened by now. You know, the
there have been big pushes to try to go metric multiple times in my lifetime. And it never works. Celsius, no one cares. And on some level, like, you know, whatever, you know, in most everyday American lives, like, it doesn't matter one way or the other, because, you know, you're just not, you know, everything's already measured in miles, so just fucking whatever, it's easier to keep it that way, like, that's fine. But there's also, like, this, sometimes there's this, like, weirdly indignant reaction that you get, and I remember that happening, like, one of the last times they tried to push it. People going, hell no, man, this is America, you know, like that kind of shit. It's just like, fucking what? Try to get me, I guess. Yeah, why not? I guess maybe that's the thing, like, you could probably trace that as a through line to gun ownership and a lot of the other kind of attitudes that a lot of people have in this country. To just straight up not liking authority, being told what to do. Like, this is America, it's about freedom. It's about freedom first and foremost. Freedom. Freedom, motherfucker, freedom. It's like, yeah. And, you know, I mean, whatever, I fucking hate being told what to do. Like, I would say that I have a straight up fucking problem with authority at this point. That'll be the thing that ends up really, you know, that's the thing self-driving cars are going to have a real tough time with eventually, is you got people that'll be like, fuck no, buying my car, driving it, fuck computers. Get a lot of, like, well-meaning, you know, smart people that are like, well, yes, but if you did this, like, nope, not here, not listening anymore, nope, get your voodoo devil cars out of here, I'm gonna fucking gas up this El Camino and do burnouts, which, I mean, fucking A, right? National identity is caught up in freedom, I guess, and then that gets expressed in really strange ways sometimes. I don't know how you actually affect change in those sorts of areas. With guns and only guns. Yeah, okay, all right, yeah. We'll just fucking hold everybody at gunpoint and tell them what kilometers are. Maybe that's the concession. You got one or the other. You either have gun control or the metric system. Choose one. Thing to equate to each other, but it seems like it makes sense how we got there. I don't know. Anyway. Now, it's just straight up raining. It's just raining now. This isn't like, it's a little drizzle here and there. It's like, it's a rainy day. Hard line about that stuff too, you know, because it's all part of the slippery slope. One day we're thinking about the metric system, the next they're taking God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. And then suddenly we've all got self-driving cars and a cashless society that tracks you wherever you go. Chemtrails. Actually, you know, some of that stuff is very real and concerning to me personally on some level. Like the idea of no anonymous transactions. The idea of a cashless society where everything is traced and tracked and all that sort of stuff doesn't sit super well with me. I used to think that I would feel the same way about cars. That I'd be like, oh, you can have my car when you pry it from my cold hands, God damn it. But years of this drive, if they had a fucking good solid alternative that would replace the car in everything I do, like, or replace the drive, like, you know, an autonomous cars, I think, or, you know, autonomous electric cars. Sure, fuck it, man. Let's go. Let's do it. Yes. Why not? Like, those are my needs for transportation, is I want to come and go as I please. That's the ideal, is to not have to wait around for, like, too much of a schedule. You know, if there's a train or something like that, that's fine, but there needs to be a bunch of trains. It needs to be like, the next one's coming in 4 minutes. Just get on the fucking next one. It's fine. I need to be able to figure out a way to haul shit, or, you know, or grocery delivery needs to just become a lot more accepted and all that other stuff. Because, you know, sometimes you gotta fucking bring shit places. And trains suck for that. And that was always the thing that, like, soured me on the idea of mass transit, you know, public transportation. Also, in every direction other than the one that I live in, public transportation is way better. Because I live on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge, there's nothing for me. I could take a bus. I could take a ferry. Well, they're also... So that they're getting a train ready, but the train will only run to the ferry terminal, where I can take a boat from right about where I am now to San Francisco. And the boat is not fast, and right, you know, we took the boat for a while, and there was like one per hour or something like that. So if you missed the boat, you were fucked. And if you missed the last boat, you were fucking quadruple fucked. Then you had to take a bus out of San Francisco. It was a bad fucking scene. It would be great if this fucking train boat thing was good. It'd be great if that opened up and there were a lot of boats and a lot of trains and, like, know, if I'm 10 minutes late for the train because I had to sleep in a little bit, or, you know, I had to type something up, or, you know, like something got in the way, that it's not suddenly like, well, I guess I'm now an hour late. You know, like that's a bad sitch. That's no good. With stuff like that, it becomes like, oh, well, I'm just gonna keep driving, because, like, I need the peace of mind that comes from knowing I can just go, or I could just stay. And that's probably an impossible standard for any transit system, let alone whatever this new one with boats is going to end up being. Plus, the ferry terminal's not, you know, it's not right next door to the office, so then I'd be like, well, do I take a bus up the street to get there? Do I walk? I mean, you know, on rainy days, that'd be a real shit show, walking from the ferry terminal to the office. That'd be bad. Start a home-based business. Done. Gonna sell bootleg Pokemon shirts on Etsy. That's my new commute. Be a picture of Pikachu, and under it it'll say, "You can't touch this." Picture coughing, and then below it just says "Da Boss" with dollar signs instead of S's. Or you just go, like, the more, like, direct route and just have a picture of coughing. That just says "Vape Life" below it. make a pretty good time now that I'm out of all that fucking bullshit. Fucking San Francisco, I swear. Ugh. An hour to get out of fucking town. It's the worst. It's the worst.
Tron Runners, $20 on Xbox One, huh? That's more money than I would pay for that thing. By about $20. By about $22. Speak too soon, but I might actually make it home tonight. There we go, jinxing. Amazing that all it took was, like, one block. A single block being closed. To turn that into a 1 hour adventure. Have a good weekend, and yeah, we made it finally.